From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that the environmental group Riverkeeper opposes the latest proposal to moor up to three barges off of Germantown in the Hudson River, but not for environmental reasons. The New York State Marine Transportation Company wants to use the mooring as a stop for barges on the way to and from Peckham Industries Dock in Catskill, where the barges are loaded with crushed rock. MTC wants the barges to spend less time at the Peckham Dock, where the waves from boats in the nearby shipping channel have broken barges off in the past. Riverkeeper Vice President John Lipscomb said, and I quote, "For 55 years, we've been working with communities and with Hudson Valley shareholders as partners on behalf of the river. It is very clear that for us to protect the river, shoreline residents and communities as partners are essential. We cannot serve the river without the relationships that have taken all these years to build. And so, we cannot support the mooring in the face of apparent virtually universal local opposition," end quote. There have been several attempts recently to add mooring barges at several points along the Hudson River, including in Germantown. Each time, widespread public opposition has torpedoed the proposals. Lipscomb said, and I quote, "In this case, since the mooring itself is benign environmentally, the only thing I can look at is the community response," end quote. The Hudson River Safety Navigation and Operations Committee has come out in favor of the proposal. The committee's community outreach representative, Randy Alstadt, said, and I quote, "The HRSNOC decided that the safety of the area is more important than the aesthetics," end quote. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will decide whether to issue permits for the proposal or not. The Army has a public comment period for the mooring until October 8th. Comments should be emailed to Brad Sherwood at bradsherwood@usace.army.mil. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union that state officials on September 20th named two companies for a project to bring clean power to New York City with transmission lines buried under the Hudson River. The State Energy Research and Development Authority awarded the bids to the Champlain Hudson Power Express and Clean Path New York, a partnership between the quasi-public New York Power Authority, Invenergy, and Energy RE Solar Power. The project will transport carbon-free electricity from hydroelectric plants in northern Quebec to 2.5 million homes in and around New York City. The Clean Path New York's 1,300-megawatt line would move power from solar, wind, and hydro projects in Delaware and Schoharie counties to the Hudson River and then to New York City. Governor Kathy Hochul said, and I quote, "These transformative projects are a win-win, delivering thousands of new good-paying jobs throughout the state and attracting billions of dollars in private investment. They also help us turn the page on New York City's long-standing dependence on fossil fuels," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the New York Republican Party on September 20th unanimously re-elected Chair Nick Langworthy at a reorganization meeting in Albany. Langworthy has led Republicans in New York since July of 2019. Businessman and former New York City Comptroller candidate John Burnett was selected as Executive Vice Chair, a newly created position. Chairman Nick Langworthy said, and I quote, "When I took the helm of the NYGOP 2 years ago, I made a promise that we were going to revitalize this party and usher in a new fighting spirit. We set our sights squarely on taking out corrupt Andrew Cuomo and our ultimate mission of taking back the governor's office. 2 years later, we are celebrating one goal down, and we are well on our way to the next when we elect a Republican governor to save our state. We are gearing up for a national red wave, and I'm so honored to lead our party as we march toward victory," end quote. Republicans, though, did not take down Cuomo to win the governor's office. and have not elected majorities in the Senate or Assembly under Langworthy. Read more about this story at the Mid-Hudson News website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.